Okay, welcome back. And just as a little warm-up here, David Oates will be with us in just a minute or two. We're going to listen to reversals of Anthony. The fraud is too, oh, it's too kind, too kind. Fauci took the Fifth Amendment, I think it was over 100 times, something like that. And the Senate has scheduled a vote now on holding Fauci in contempt. That's not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs on August 5th will consider a contempt resolution for Fauci. The resolution has not been released as of yet. We'll see. If the panel approves the resolution, it will be sent to the Department of Justice, the DOJ, with a recommendation to prosecute Fauci. Do you really see Fauci being held accountable for what he has done? Arguably, maybe the biggest genocide in history. Just because people don't die on the spot, let's say they die in 5 years or 4 years or 6 years, or their lives are shortened by half the amount that they would have normally expected to live, it's still genocide. You're still killing people before their time, whatever that is. So Fauci, who was totally pardoned by that America-hating moron Biden, and I don't see all that much difference between Biden and Trump now, to tell you the truth. They're both servants of Zionism. Don't know how else to phrase it. But anyway, let's see if David Oates is online and we can hear some of the reversals that he has on Fauci. Are you there, David?
I am indeed. I'm here, Jeff. How are you?
I'm watching it all. And let me say one other thing to our listeners about last hour. I want to again just praise you all for hanging in there and listening to the AI updates, because I honestly think you are as well-informed or better informed than most any group on the planet, except for the pros involved in the biz itself. But you know what's going on. And Ray Dalio does not have your knowledge or your wisdom. And we listened to him for a few minutes. He's hung up on the economic end of things. That's fine. But we really are trying to hold on to a runaway train. It's that crazy. So we will see. But the more you listen, and if you go in the archives and listen again, the better you'll understand what we're up against. And what we're up against is, I would say, insurmountable. It's going to take over. It will take over. And you will have nothing to say about anything. I'm putting up a story about Walmart tonight. They're going instant digital programming their pricing. They're calling it digital programmable pricing. DPP, digital programmable pricing, and total surveillance of you. Now, that's a video I'd like to play as well on the program. It is stunning what they're doing with that. Humans don't have a chance against this digital tech that's being used against them. It's not the digital tech that's the problem. It's the people who are using it against you that are the problem. All right, David, speak right up and let's get into it. Anthony Fauci, yeah. Man of the Anthony, year, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with some of his highlights from 21 and 22. I've literally got hundreds of reversals on the guy. And I watched the whole hearing yesterday, and I reversed all his I plead the fifth, and we got some reversals on it. So he can plead the fifth all he likes, but reverse.
He claimed that right, I think, over 100 times.
111, so they say.
There you go.
Yeah. Because he's got pardon immunity. He's got blanket immunity. So why take the fifth? I don't get it. Anyway,
he's not. His attorneys aren't too sure about that blanket immunity that Biden gave him. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, here's one from 2022. He's sparring with Rand Paul. but here we go.
Again, we have not funded gain-of-function research.
Okay, hang on, I'll start again. We have not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan.
But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No matter
you're
how
parsing
many times
words, you're parsing
you say
words,
it,
there
it
was
didn't
research.
Happen. Yes, you.
Play that again. Yes, super germ. So he's saying forwards we have not funded it, okay?
Yes,
so but backwards he contradicts himself and says yes, super germ.
There's research.
Yes,
Now I know it's actually a virus and not a germ, but the message is
the same thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What is the second voice we're hearing in the reversal? There's a second voice. Just explain.
That is Rand Paul.
Okay. All right. So
I'll play it again. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll play it again. Listen to the forwards.
But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No matter
You're parsing words.
There was research. Okay. That's Rand Paul, basically saying Fauci's lying. And Fauci says, well, yes, supergerm, yes, we did fund it, and we created a super virus, or supergerm, as Reversal says.
That's an absolute, abject, flat-out admission. His subconscious, even in that kind of a slime bag of human filth will not lie. The subconscious always tells the truth. It's an immutable law. It's a universal law. And have you ever found an exception to it? Have you ever caught the subconscious lying?
No, never. Absolutely never. I don't believe the unconscious does lie. It cannot lie. It lives in total truth. And it's not just reverse speech, it's body language, it's skin tones, it's eye movements, plus I'm sure there's ways it communicates that we don't know, odors, reverse speech is the most direct way, I think. So that's his admission. Let's play the next example.
You know, it certainly has not been easy, Chuck. I'm doing fine. I focus on my job, as the director.
With my cash to see the con.
Director, with my cash to see the con.
With my cash to see the con. With my cash to see the con.
With my cash to see the con, the guy made millions of dollars out of the virus, personally, and con, well... Yeah, I released a book on COVID called The Big Con because it was actually one of his reversals, The Big Con. But it was just, a con was everywhere through the whole of COVID and all the people talking about it.
I wish we could hold Trump accountable for his part in it. One of the most visible parts that nobody even mentions anymore, because in Washington, you don't criticize Trump if you want to get anywhere. So nobody talks about how he implored Americans, begged them practically, take this big, beautiful vaccine immediately. I took mine. Protect yourselves. Just horrible. He's an accomplice to mass murder, just like Fauci is.
Look, I've got a reversal on Trump where he admits that the vaccine's got problems. Let me see if I can find that on all my many reversals, Trump.
I mean, if anybody has any doubt that there are such things as good and evil, these people should remove those doubts instantly. Instantly. They're antithetical to what good is on the planet. They are about death, profiting. They're grifters of the worst kind. They're fraud scientists. Go ahead.
Okay, listen to this. This is Trump on the COVID vaccine.
We're getting...
this is from his first term.
Well, very well with the governors. This whole situation with respect to talking to us about equipment and equipment needs, giving us a little bit of lead time. So important, all the supplies.
Your vaccine, they've broken it.
Your vaccine, they've broken it.
He knows that there was a problem with the vax. That's exactly what
your vaccine has, but the word has is almost not there. Your vaccine has broken it.
Yeah, it's been broken. actually says they've broken it, I think. But anyway, it means the same thing. So he knew there was a problem with the vaccine.
Problem? Hell, it was designed to kill people.
Yeah,
Look, this is not a joke. And it didn't just release the spike protein into the body to begin to take down all of the major organ systems in the body. There's much more going on there. And there's a wonderful, brilliant scientist who died a couple of years ago now, I guess, Dr. Arne Burkhardt, German.
Uh-huh.
He discovered through autopsy of males who died after taking the vax or potentially having been shed upon, that the spike protein is completely replacing sperm in all human males.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I have that. It's going up in the headlines tonight. I ran that a couple years ago. I talked about it. Nobody paid attention. This is beyond it. We know what it does to the women's reproductive capabilities. It destroys it. This just messes them up. And now they didn't leave any stone unturned, Fauci. I'll say it again. Dr. Arne Burkhardt, and you can look at him on this video. It'll be up later tonight. Spike protein is completely replacing sperm in human males. Got it? Just one more reason why the death vax is also mass population genocide. That's what you're talking about when you're listening to Fauci and Trump and Ralph Baric, if you can get a hold of him. These people are not human.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that reversal from Trump is just also a straight-out mission. There's serious problems with the vaccine. Yeah.
Right.
So here's the next one I got on Fauci. Here we go.
That if we get 70 to 85% of the population vaccinated, that we will, in fact, get a degree of herd immunity, which would be represented by kind of an umbrella or a blanket of protection.
Had to deal the scam.
Yeah, there's no herd protection. There's herd destruction.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and see, these reversals, they're not metaphors. They're straightforward lies. I mean, it's not his sort of belief system. You know, I believe this is going to help, and the unconscious say, no, it won't. This is what we call first-level reversals. This is his conscious thoughts. He's thinking, okay, I've got to con the public here. I've got a lot of money I can make. And, I mean, someone told me yesterday he did the same thing during the AIDS virus. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I was told. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Look, the guy, once a criminal, usually always a criminal. This is a sick mind, this guy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Here's the next one.
Well, I think just the reality, Chuck, and history proves that wrong. There are people who have tried their best, put masks on, washed their hands. This is a very, very transmissible virus.
You've seen the cash need a lie. This is the second reference to money. You've seen the cash need a lie.
You've seen the cash need a lie.
You've seen the cash need a lie. You've seen the cash need a lie.
Yeah, it's a subconscious thing. Yeah, you've seen the millions.
You need a lie to make it happen.
Yeah. There's the lie.
Right. You've got it. Here it is. Here's another one. They're all like this. They're all the same. All through his reversals. He's the biggest liar and scam
I'm trying to be polite. He's the biggest liar con artist I've ever come across. Well, that's probably not true, but he's way up.
Well, he's certainly right up there at the top of the list, for sure. Yeah. But when you think about it, David, he may be guilty of already millions of deaths, and many, many tens of millions more are to follow earlier than they should have died.
Yeah.
It's still murder. It doesn't matter if it's slow motion or instant.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. All right, here's the next one.
You have a 93 to 94% protection compared to the people who are not vaccinated. That means you have like a 9 out of 10 chance of not getting infected compared to the people who are unvaccinated.
Look at me, the con, and need a con. I wish you could see the video here. Right as he says, Anita Khan, he raises his right hand as though he's taking the
volunteering.
Oath. Yeah, it looks classic. So the con, look at me, the con. I'm just a con, and I need a con. I mean, it's just
wow. I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Incredible.
Can't make this stuff up. You really can't.
No.
Okay, so here's the next one.
Brain fog, which really means they have difficulty focusing or concentrating. Yeah. It's something that we have to look at very carefully, and we are.
You will fake.
You'll fake.
You'll fake. You'll fake.
Look, every reversal, mate. I mean, this is insane. It's just...
You will fake. Yeah, yes. His subconscious is sitting back. If I were his subconscious, I'd quit. This guy is hopeless. Unbelievably so.
Oh, yeah. You'll never get through to him. He'll never, ever admit. You'll drag.
What do you think, David? What
charity wouldn't admit?
No. What is, all right, let's get a little deeper into this just real quick.
Sure.
What is the subconscious mind?
Oh,
it cannot lie. Uh-huh. It will not lie. We've heard it countless times, mocking the conscious self.
That's right.
And exposing it as a liar.
That's right.
So what is the subconscious mind? It's not anything to do with the conscious self.
That's right. That is the question. I'm actually going to write a book on it called The Living Unconscious. I've already got it planned out in my head. Look, it's a completely separate, independent intelligence from consciousness. It does so many things. It's alive. It's living. It's dynamic. It has emotions. It has thought processes. It's a whole lot more than modern psychology thinks it is. You know, modern psychology... sees it sort of like a storage house, a computer bank.
No. Not through, thanks to your brilliant work. No, it's way more than that. This suggestive of the part of the person that may go on after death, I would submit.
That's right. Oh, it is. I've got reversals to say that. Yeah. Yeah, it survives death. You know, life is endless.
Got it.
No doubt in my mind, reverse speech has validated that several times.
We have here, again, for those of you who might be new or haven't made up your mind yet, that's fine. But we have abject proof that the subconscious mind is a super intelligence compared to the conscious self.
It lives
on a moral bedrock that is unimpeachable.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Yeah. Look, consciousness, some scientists say consciousness occupies only 5% of the brain. I think it's even less than that. It's the everything happens in the unconscious, our behavior, our personality, what we do, The unconscious lives outside of time and space. It talks about future and past in the same breath. It's incredible. It's an amazing, amazing organism, and or even organism is the wrong word. And it's going to be subject to one of my upcoming books. We call it the Living Unconscious, and it'll describe an unconscious that is radically different than what modern psychology believes it is. There you go. All right, let's play another reverse on Fauci. Here we go.
Risk when you are outdoors, which we have been saying all along, is extremely low. And if you are vaccinated, it's even lower. So you're going to be hearing about those kinds of recommendations soon.
Your soul, the beast, did it.
Your soul, the beast, did it.
Your soul, the beast, did it. Your soul, the beast, did it.
What is he saying? Is he saying, your soul, I'm the beast in it? In other words, the subconscious is the beast of honesty, integrity, etc.
Well, I see the beast in the other way. The beast, Satan. The
it can
beast.
Go both ways. Tell us your view.
It can go both ways. Well, my soul is, my interpretation, his soul is infested by the beast, or the evil, the dominant, whatever the beast represents.
I got it. Play it again, would you?
Yeah. That's how I interpret it, but you know me, I'm open to being wrong. Your soul, comma, the beast did it. That's what I'm hearing.
The beast did it?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. But I could
not in it. Okay, did it. Okay. All right, now let me hear it again.
Okay.
So, your soul, the beast did it.
Your soul, the beast did it.
Yeah, well, the beast did it, yeah.
Indeed, yeah, he is, I would say, he's possessed by the beast of the book of Revelation. There we go, I would go so far to say that.
Fair enough. This is really another astonishing revelation of reverse speech. I don't know how anybody could give it a fair listen and even begin to think about arguing that it doesn't exist and it isn't more than real. I just don't.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I played all these reversals on your show back in 21 and 22 when COVID was big.
Yeah.
I was saying back then, this is a scam, people. Don't take the facts. You'll die. I mean, I don't know. And, of course, our voices are all silent. And now, of course, you know, 6 years later, we were all right. The anti-vaxxers were the ones who were right, and they got banned. They got silenced. How can a
they got killed also?
Yeah,
don't forget that.
Absolutely. How can you silence voices of dissent? That's what a free society is all about, for crying out loud. Anyway, here's the next one.
I don't know of any country right now that, unless there is, you know, one or two exceptions, that are completely locked down. They're making restrictions greater, but not completely locking down.
We cull, C-U-L-L, cull the youth. We conned them.
Cornelius Wakanda.
Cornelius Wakanda.
Oh, that dirty, rotten, evil.
I know.
Creep.
I know.
We killed off the youth, and they did. A lot of children died.
Yes,
a lot of unborn babies died.
Yeah.
We killed them off. Man, this is really,
He did this deliberately. This wasn't just another medical viewpoint, as in, you know.
No. That doesn't even come in the door. No,
That's what I'm trying to point out here. This is not him making a stupid medical decision. This is a lot worse than that. This is him doing it deliberately. Gain of function funding in Wuhan, the virus release, then the vaccine. I mean, unbelievable.
And don't forget, and forgive me for repeating, they figured they were going to get about 80% compliance due to fear and Trump's promoting it and his lying. And then how are they going to collect the rest? to be in their web of death and illness and tragedy through shedding, through simple shedding and transfection, through kissing, through touching, through sharing beverages out of the same glass or bottle, whatever, any exchange of body fluids, and you have spread this death weapon.
Yeah. We haven't seen the full impact of this yet either.
No. No. And this guy knew every bit of it, friends. Every bit. And you're hearing it. You're hearing nothing but lies. Lie after lie after lie after lie. Evil after evil after evil. This guy, there's no punishment too bad, too horrible for people like this.
Mm.
None. None that I can think of.
No. Next one.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
Okay, this proposal raises all sorts of questions. Look, I've got my interpretation. Others will interpret differently, and a different interpretation could be equally as valid. So let's play it, and then we'll talk about it. It says, then they mark you, M-A-R-K, all be lost. Then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost. Then they mark you, all be lost.
Quite a clear reversal. Okay, mark in reverse speech is a metaphor. It means a harm or a scar, a damage done to the body, the mind, or the soul. Okay. So when they mark you, they're going to ruin you. They're going to harm you. It'll all be lost. People are going to die all over the place. Now, some people have emailed me and said maybe it refers to the mark of the beast with the vaccine, the mark. I personally don't think it was. It could have been part of what the mark is. I don't think the mark is a single solitary event. I think it's something more subtle than that, but that's a whole other conversation altogether. But it's certainly a very concerning reversal. When they mark you, all be lost.
all be lost.
It has apocalyptic overtones to it. Yeah. Let's play it. Then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost. Then they mark you, all be lost.
Clear as day. Clear as day. I mean, there you go. Just such a creep. I'm being polite. Here's the next one.
We will not get complete control over this and not be able to fully get back to where we want to be, what we're calling normality, until we get many, many more people vaccinated.
Oh, man. And what he says, forge is enough to make you puke. Then he says, I thought it was when. I thought it was then. When you lock the hope. I thought the reversal was then you lock the hope. It means he's shutting people down from any hope whatsoever. He's scaring the hell out of them is what he's doing. And there's no hope. We're never going to get control over this. You've got to get the back. It's the only way to do it.
Right.
So when you lock the hope.
When you lock the hope. When you lock the hope.
Okay, it is when. Yeah.
When you lost the hope. I hear lost.
All right. Well, let's play it again. Here we go.
Get complete control over this and not be able to fully get back to where we want to be, what we're calling normality, until we get many, many more people vaccinated. When you lost the hope.
When you lost the hope.
Well, you can hear it by the way on that one. But anyway, it means the same thing. No hope. we're never going to control this. You got to get vax.
Trump was doing the same thing.
That's true.
We got to remember the other people, the other players in this soap opera of death, name them. There were many who sold out, sold us out, sold humankind out. And now look what we have. We have the result of the vax and the transfection shedding spike protein, the deadliest thing as Dr. Chetty said in 2019? Anyway, the deadliest thing humankind has ever created, the spike protein. And he was right. He's right. It sterilizes both sexes. It destroys the circulatory system. It destroys the major organs in the body. It tips the brain over into prion infestation, which result in clotting and or Alzheimer's and dementia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All from the spike protein. And there's only one thing. Oh, yes.
Oh, really? Well, you know one thing I've noticed the last 3 or 4 years, and it's puzzled me. People seem far more fixed in their opinion and far less willing to discuss.
It has changed the brains and personalities of those impacted by it, either by injection or spreading. The personalities of people have changed. They're very hostile. They're very rigid.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, you're on the money here. You're right. There's only one thing that has been medically, scientifically proven on the planet to kill the spike protein in the body, and in the body cells. And that's Allicin C.
Oh,
and
really?
You, everyone listening, should be taking one capsule a day. One capsule has the equivalent of 35 cloves of garlic Allicin. When garlic is injured, it creates Allicin. It's a two-part process. Allicin in Allicin C is that element from organic garlic. It kills the spike protein in the body. There is nothing else that does. Nothing. So I would urge all of you, if you can do it, I would suggest taking one a day. If you are infested with spike, it will reduce it. Common sense tells you that. If you are not, it might prevent you from becoming infested with spike. All I know is it's the only thing that is out there that has been shown scientifically, clinically, to kill the spike in the body.
Yeah. Well, when I got COVID, that's what I did. Whatever I got that was might have been called COVID. That's another discussion altogether. But I took sacks of Allicin C, knocked it out pretty quickly.
Do you know, David, that when the spike, the body produces prion proteins of its own. They're not fatal. They're not bad. They're just another protein. But when they run into the spike protein, they are all turned into the deadly pathogenic form of prion proteins. The spike does that. And so those prion proteins now, just like in mad cow disease, go into the brain and set up shop, and pretty soon you begin to see manifestations of it, like personality changes for openers, and then obviously they're talking about this more and more, dementia problems. They think it's Alzheimer's. It might be, but it's prion proteins doing the damage, and they come from the spike. And by the way, unfortunately, those proteins that are normally harmless prion proteins produced by the body, once they have been overturned and reconfigured into the fatal form, will go on in and of themselves to create more fatal prion proteins in the body. This is not a joke. And this is what that son of a bitch is involved with. Excuse me. He is evil as it gets.
I agree. I absolutely agree. The verses are quite plain. They're quite obvious. You don't have to use guesswork for these. The only slightly cryptic one is, super germ instead of super virus, but you know what I mean. All right, here's the next one I've got on it. Here we go.
What we have right now, we have over 120, close to 130 million people have already received at least one dose of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at this reversal. Whoa. Now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast.
Yeah, tell me that again, David. I can't hear it. What?
Oh, you can't? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you a bit more volume. Would you want more volume?
Yeah, please.
Now we sealed, S-E-A-L-E-D, that beast, B-E-A-S-D. Okay, I'll give you more volume.
I have already received at least one dose of this. No, we'll see you at least.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They sure have.
Yeah, they surely did. They released a beast onto society. And, I mean, look, you cannot deny the apocalyptic overtones. Then they mark you, all be lost. Your soul, the beast did it. Now he sealed that beast. I conned you. I scammed you. I made millions of dollars out of this. It's all in the reversal. I'm doing this to make money. I mean, the guy's I can't say on the air what I think about him. He's a creep. That's being very polite. Okay, here's the next one.
Could you and would it be appropriate and safe and effective to get boosted in the third shot for the mRNA and the second shot for J&J by another product? And the answer is, it's perfectly fine.
They were slain.
They were slain.
They were slain. They were slain.
It's exactly what happened to many of them. They were killed. No question.
Exactly. Straightforward. Go on.
I've never seen a more... And we did this before, but I had forgotten. It's been years. I have never seen a more overt, obvious, blatant display of pure evil than I'm hearing right now.
You're absolutely right. Blatant is the word I would use. Let me play that again. Let me play the whole forward and then the smoking gun.
The J&J by another product. And the answer is, it's perfectly fine.
Hang on. Let's get the whole forward. Sorry. Let me go back a little bit more. Okay, here we go.
You and would it be appropriate and safe and effective to get boosted in the third shot for the mRNA and the second shot for J&J by another product? And the answer is, it's perfectly fine.
They were slain.
They were slain.
They were slain. They were slain.
See, that's his subconscious. That's his subconscious mind looking. After the fact, they were all slain. Yeah, you told them it's fine. They were slain.
Yep, there you go. Okay, I think, let's have a look. Next one. Here we go. Oh, my God. I just seen the reversal.
Well, certainly, if a child is unvaccinated, which it might be merely on the basis of their age, you've got to be careful and abide by the public health recommendations.
We'll fake, keep it ugly.
We'll fake, keep it ugly.
And they did keep it ugly. Shutdowns and masks. And in Australia, they had to scan your phone everywhere you went. I mean, there was the imposition of...
keeping it ugly certainly included all of the hysteria they were generating constantly. Well,
That's trying
to frighten people.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Reverse speech had it pegged 5 years ago, everyone. You have never seen a more accurate technology than reverse speech revealing the truth. And it's still being repressed to this very day, and because they're bloody scared of it. It's as simple as that. Now, let's play this reversal again. Here we go.
Well, certainly, if a child is unvaccinated, which it might be merely on the basis of their age, you've got to be careful and abide by the public health recommendations.
Keep it ugly. Yeah, wow. And I think this is the last reversal on this. I mean, I got lots more. I just prepared a few for tonight. Here's the last one.
Well, sooner or later, I don't know if it's all going to be coming out at once. I mean, the one thing for sure is the thing that's on a lot of people's minds is what about outdoors?
We must now be lying.
We must now be lying.
We must now be lying. We must now be lying.
He was lying too, little creep. So that's Fauci from 2000, whenever it was. Now we're going to look at Fauci taking the fist. Can't take the fist from the first speech. Where's it gone? Okay, D drive, reversal. What's happening? Oops, sorry, I'm just scrolling through reverse.
That's all right. Take your time. No problem.
2026, Fauci before Congress. Okay. Here we go. First reversal while he's taking the fifth.
Have you refused this pardon, or do you have any reason to believe this full and unconditional pardon, this grant of immunity, would somehow require you to plead the Fifth Amendment?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
The deal helps you. I was slack.
The deal helps you, Alice Lack.
The deal helps you, Alice Lack. The deal helps you, Alice Lack.
Slack. Yeah, he was totally slack in his duties and responsibilities, and the deal helps you. That's the pardon.
Right.
So even though he's pleading the Fifth, I got six... He pleaded the Fifth 111 times. I got six reversals. So six times he pleaded the Fifth, I got reversals. They were different each time. The other times I got just gibberish. So, but the fact is, he can plead the Fifth all he likes. He still got reverse speech. The truth still comes out. And he's saying, yeah, I got a pardon here, and I was pretty slack in my duties and responsibilities. That's sort of like an understatement, really. Okay, here's the next one.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Monumental understatement. Go ahead.
Yeah, here was the next one.
Did you maintain a personal email account while serving as director?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Office shared the snares now. Snares, S-N-A-R-E-S, a trap to catch prey. So his office, he's admitting backwards, his office sent the snares out to everyone. It's you call a retroactive reversal. It's going back to the past. It speaks in the present tense about past acts. So here's the office shared the snares now.
What's he had the snares now?
Oh, what's he had the snares now? Oh, what's he had the snares now?
You hear that?
Yeah, yeah. What is the first word?
Well, I've got office, but I must admit I'm not 100% sure. But
it might be also.
Okay, I'm open because I wasn't happy with office. All right, let's listen to also.
Office had the snares now.
Office had the snares now. Office had the snares now.
No, it's not there. It sounds almost like alpha. Alpha, almost like alpha.
I should probably just clip it and say shared the snares.
I would. I would just go with share the snares now. I don't think you need the front part.
No, I absolutely agree. Which is what he did. I mean, that's exactly what he did. So he's taken the fifth, but he's admitting backwards what he used to do. Okay? Here's another one.
So today, under oath, your testimony remains that Dr. Morantz was not an advisor to you on institute policy or substantive matters.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Give us the man with fifth.
Give us the man with fifth.
Give us the man with fifth. Give us the man with fifth.
Now he's being congruent. He's saying, yeah, I'm pleading the fifth. He's saying it forwards and backwards. I'm the man who's pleading the fifth. So the only time he's telling the truth is when he's saying I'm pleading the fifth.
Isn't that weird? That's weird to hear that. Yeah.
That is really weird. That is strange.
I'd play that one more time, David. One more time.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Only time he's honest.
So today, under oath, your testimony remains that Dr. Morantz was not an advisor to you on institute policy or substantive matters.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Give us the man with fifth.
Kubus November 5th.
Hey, let me point something out here. Well, you've had three different reversals now on the same section of forward speech. What that proves is that the reversals are not necessarily formed by the words that we use. They're formed by the intonation of the words.
Correct. Absolutely. It's all nuance. It's all nuance, David. That's nuance.
That's right. So each time he says the same thing, you've got different reversals. Okay. Well, not each time. I only found six, and he feeds the fifth 111. But I watched the whole hearing while I was doing it. You got to watch the whole hearing if you haven't seen it.
So, in other words, everyone, this is not backwards masking. That's the intentional use of words backwards. This has nothing to do with that.
Right. Okay, and look, this next reverse, look, I'll play it because it's important, but it's got a little annoying idiosyncrasy in the reversal itself. It's not the first time I've noticed this, but let's play it, and then I'll see what the idiosyncrasy is. Here's the forward.
Bill Gates entities providing funding to NIAID collectively since 2005.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
And here it says, used to blank with it, the F word. However, when you get to the very slow speed, the F on the F word changes to an S. So that's a little idiosyncrasy. I've seen that before. It'll sound quite clear on the first speed, but when you slow it down, it becomes an S. So here it is.
Juice the Sarculus.
You know what? That's not a very good reversal anyway, now that I've played it.
Well, I hear on the slowest speed, it's suck.
Yeah,
it's an S.
Look, I'm going to delete it. I'm not going to use it. It's just gone from my list. Well,
all right.
Hang on one second. Delete. There we go. All right, look, I've got one other reversal. It's very faint. His mic was off, unfortunately. So let me give you as much volume as I can. Here's the forward.
Apologize to that mom from Ohio for being arrested for watching a football game with her family.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon the rights of the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Okay, so when his mic is off, he says, that mic, that trouble. Okay, did you hear that, or was that too faint?
No, I got it.
Yeah. And yeah, he's in trouble. I mean, you've got states talking about prosecuting him now, and that's not covered under the blanket federal pardon. So
good.
I do believe Fauci's troubles are just starting to begin. I hope Congress votes him in contempt of Congress, the committee, because he did. It was a contempt of Congress. For starters, he gave an opening statement.
Yeah.
And that opening statement negates his right to the Fifth anyway. Secondly, when you get a blanket pardon, the way I understand it, that negates your right to plead the Fifth. So I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Why do I know? But anyway,
it doesn't matter anymore because it's all been thrown out. The law is whatever the particular party deems it. And if it doesn't work that way in a courtroom, you go to the appellate court and they'll change things. It's all crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so there you go. That's Fauci, Jeff. Not a nice man. A mass killer. I'd put him up there with Hitler. I really would.
Let's go with another example. Let's go with Stalin.
Stalin, okay. Yep, sure, that'll work.
He's
the biggest modern-day mass murderer in our times.
The most visible part of the process, yes.
Yeah,
and then there's Ralph Baric, who was apparently eminently involved in creating this so-called vax, the death vax. Baric is living happily somewhere. Again, with people like Fauci, there is no punishment too severe. It's not possible. You can't. The amount of suffering that one family has gone through, by losing 1, 2, 10 family members, extended family members, friends, etc. And there are a lot of, I know people who have lost 15 to 20 people to that shot. So that much grief, that much pain, what is appropriate in terms of punishment for that kind of evil? I can't even imagine it.
All right, Jeff. No worries, mate. I'll see you next week. Okay.
Thank you. Great job, David. This is a really important program. Very good.
Sorry I was late coming in.
No problem. No. Very good.
Okay. All right.
I'll send you the audio right away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to post that immediately. Can't even see where you are here. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, David. Take care.
Okay. Bye. See you.
A really staggering display of reverse speech with someone who is pure evil. Every single reversal condemns him. Okay, hang on, and we will continue.